Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 2nd of August, 2023. Today's topic is Follow the Savior's Steps. Our text today is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 19 through 23. Verse 19. For this is thankworthy, if a man, because of his conscience toward God, endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well, and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Verse 21. For even unto this were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Verse 23. Who when he was reviled, reviled not in return. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Memory verse, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. A young heathen boy, who had a fine Christian in his neighborhood, was told the story of the life of Christ for the first time, and he exclaimed, "Jesus lives near my home. A man's footsteps on the sands of time are his works that he would be remembered by." A youth cannot walk in the steps of Christ unless he follows the Savior in the way. And that's only possible when he has become his Savior. To follow in the steps of Christ implies that we live our lives like he did when he was on earth. He loved, cared, and was obedient to the Father, even unto death. He was diligent in doing the will of the Father. He was holy and pure in heart. He was prayerful and committed to preaching, teaching, and healing. He resisted the devil with God's word in times of temptations. He was patient in suffering and forgave his offenders. So wouldn't you rather follow his steps? As a Christian youth, always seek to do what Jesus would do, and you will never misstep. Quote for the day. He was patient in suffering. The challenge for today is, what would Jesus do? Prayer. Lord, help me to walk daily in your footsteps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.